Sanders, top of the subtitles. Excellent. Is anybody willing to scribe today? Sorry, I think two people spoke and I missed.
I know. All right, Russell, if you're saying you're gonna scribe, I'll let you scribe, Russell.
I'm sorry, it was an unnecessary comment. I actually was saying I can't scribe. I'm gonna be leaving partway through.
Okay. All right, nuts. All right, I'll scribe then.
All right, thank you, Ben. And just as a point of order, today is the last day where we're gonna be doing a 2 p.m. cutoff for the traceability calls, hopefully in the new year. We will need to be switching to either a new time slot, or we're going to need to figure out a way to make these meetings work a little bit better. For before we get started into the meeting proper, do we want to discuss the time slots in the new year just to make sure that it would work for everyone, and then do some minor housekeeping there? My understanding is that myself and Nis both have, conflicts 30 minutes into the start of this call. So.
In fact, I no longer do. That's been pushed to an hour, so that's no longer the case for me, but we've been missing you for a while now.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. So are we okay with moving this meeting 30 minutes earlier? So the standing time would not be 1:30, but rather 1 p.m. and whatever that would translate to into your time zones. It's a thumbs up from Patrick. Let me frame it in a, does anybody have any objections to moving this meeting 30 minutes earlier? So this would then start right after the Suzuchi call ends. Okay. Excellent. I'm not hearing any objections. So let us try that in a new year. And if anybody chimes in with any issues, we can figure out there. On a scheduling thing, who can modify the time slot? Is that just the chairs of the CCG who can modify the calendar? Or does anybody know the procedure to actually get that modified?
You need specific permissions on a calendar. I know CCG chairs can do it.
Okay.
It's probably worth poking them to give that permission to task force chairs.
Okay, fair enough. So what I'll do is I'll send an email to the CCG chairs, ask them to either move it or figure out how we can get permissions to move it. Thanks, Ted. Any other housekeeping items before we get into the call today? Anyone have anything else they want to bring up? Cool. Patrick, you wanted to talk a little bit about your interop work. Do you want to go ahead and get us kicked off? And sorry, go ahead, Nis.
I also flagged that I think it makes sense to kick off the new year with some strategic discussions. I'm glad to see Ori here. So let's also make time for that.
Yeah, so looks like we have 20 minutes. Patrick, do you think 5 minutes would be enough for you to walk through your issues? Maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then we'll spend our last 10 minutes of the meeting going through at least an outline of any proposals for how we change this. And if not, we can schedule the very first meeting of the new year to be about road mapping and making sure we're all on the same page. Does that sound fair, Nis?
Yes.
Excellent.
And not so much timeline as like technical question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Patrick, can you get us kicked off, please?
Yeah, definitely. So just for a bit of context, so I've been working at IDLab for about 3 years now. And then recently I was approached with the BC government. They asked me if I wanted to, you know, take on some independent work from them. Obviously BC Gov is very, very interesting in all things related digital identity in Canada. They're a bit of the pioneers, I would say. So I started a company to be able to get these contracts coming in. So the company is called Open Security and Identity. It's incorporated in Quebec, Canada. This specific engagement with BC Gov, it's in relation with their Energy and Mines program. So they want to demonstrate interoperability with the DHS platform, which for the border, which use the traceability work. So what I'm tasked to do here is to build an API that would sort of bridge between the traceability interop spec and ARIES ACAPI agent and or the Traction platform, which is a multi-tenancy platform that they use there to issue credentials. So I had a go at running the test suite, and it was running very well. There are some limitation, which is what I need to sort of cover and find a way to come around when it comes to credential issuance and verification on the ACAPI side. So there's some recent work being done to be able to issue and verify using DidKey. For DidWeb, I'm investigating a plugin that was developed by SICPA to enable to register DidWeb directly into ACAPI to use this to sign credentials. My specific question here is more about the state of the documentation and the test suite. So I noticed in the pages to get started, they had a list of collections there that you could import, and some of them, the links weren't there anymore. You know, it was giving four, I think it was three of the examples, and there were a few collections and the folders that weren't included in the documentation. So my question is more like, what is the state of this test suite? Is it pretty stable, or is it heavily being developed, or what is what can I expect like in the next month and a half regarding for this?
I guess that's a wonderful layup for what we wanted to talk about in the new year and for the rest of this call. So before we go there, Patrick, were there other concrete questions you wanted to ask, or would it make sense to just pivot the conversation to Nissa's topic, which is all about what do we actually want to do in sort of a roadmap and status? Unless I'm misunderstanding either of your questions.
I don't think there was a concrete question. I think I just wanted to share with the group this work I'm working on here. Everything will be open source. My question was, so there's these collections, you know, to demonstrate conformity. And after that, there seems to be a process to sort of join this matrix and test interoperability with other platforms. So if I want to demonstrate interoperability with the Transmute platform, for example, do I need to join this matrix, or is there another way to sort of demonstrate this?
Nissa, you're on cue. Do you want to answer that question and keep going, or would you like me to answer first? I guess you're off cue. So let me answer. Okay, go ahead, Ness.
You go for it, Mahmoud. We can both do this.
Okay. So to answer your question concretely, we would recommend. So I'm gonna send you a link. We have a link on the traceability interop of how you can get started with the test suite, as in how do you get yourself included into the matrix. A lot of it is just running the exact same interop test that you would run locally against everybody else. My concrete recommendation is please go through that process. And obviously, like, you can feel free to reach out to me, or I don't know if anybody else is willing to volunteer for any sort of testing and making sure that you're fully integrated. Happy to do that. The ideal is that if you go through that being added to the matrix, it's reasonably straightforward, and it should hopefully make sure that your results are published clearly, and you will be able to get tested against everybody else. My understanding is that to actually get included, all you would need to do is just provide your client credentials and endpoints information, and that's pretty straightforward. I'm going to try and find a link right after I finish talking. And then hopefully that way, you know, everything will work out. And if you need anything, please, you know, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm still in a phase, like, before I do that, I want to make sure I pass, maximum amount of coverage, for the everything revocation, you know, the status list 2021 or I was told it was changed to Bitstring, status list. So this I will have to investigate and build something, as this is not, built in capacity in Akapai. So technically if I pass all these tests, and then to integrate this interoperability matrix, if I pass all these tests, I should be fairly good to go. Or is there additional things? Okay. So the reason I was asking, obviously, like, I'm doing this on behalf of BCGov, and I just want to make sure I tell them exactly what will be public and what will not be public. There's no issue making this public, but I just want to do the due diligence to make sure that the domain names that are used are all correct. So that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Ness, please.
Yeah, quick question. This all sounds good. You mentioned that some of the collections are not working. That sounds surprising, though. We did clean it up recently, and they should all be – you can see them being executed daily. So
no, it's not that some are not working. It's just in the documentation there's a page with a link of collections, and three of them, like, the folder doesn't exist anymore. Just – a readme typo. I could make PR or something. That's fine.
I would recommend that you look at what is actually being run, what's in the report, and go for those. And for the links that don't work, that is probably because we cleaned it up recently and we overlooked references from the respec. It would be great if you would mind raising an issue for us to sort that out and clean that up.
Yeah, I can do that.
Perfect.
Definitely. I think it's just in the readme. You know, it's just the written instruction that refer to some links that probably test suite that were there before and other ones were added, some were removed. So.
Awesome. That's really encouraging to hear, Patrick. And we're definitely looking forward to having you, and I guess BCGov as part of, the test suite. Nis, Ori, who wanted to walk through the points?
Ori, I would leave that to you.
Sure. So I think overall we have a mission to test SDJWT, verifiable credentials, and status list 2021. So we want to get to the point where we have tests for those components. And we can see multiple vendors passing those interoperability tests. Where we are today, we, I think, have revocation list 2020. We have data integrity proof presentations with the OAuth presentation endpoint, which is kind of our own made up thing. And those are kind of, there's challenges around how to get from what we have now to where we want to go. So I want to sort of talk about how we get to where we need to be. The first, I think, thing to chat about is just verifiable presentations and traceable presentations with SDJWT. So are folks sort of like generally familiar with how, well, I guess this pull request is the one to be aware of. This is a pull request in the W3C technical recommendation. And this pull request or something like it would need to be merged in order for the traceable presentation approach that we have been taking to work with SDJWT. So if you're on this call and you want to use SDJWT and you haven't approved or commented on 1379, I would like to know how you think we're going to do traceable presentations, if there's a different thing you have in mind.
So this is the PR that was opened 3 days ago by Manu?
It's been a kind of an ongoing topic, but it's essentially we need something like this or you can't make a verifiable presentation with SDJWT because of the way the security models are sort of different between the two. Patrick, go ahead.
I see there's a comment about the data model version being used. Is that using the newest version would solve these issues, and these issues are related to the version 1.1 of the data model, or this has nothing to do?
Great question. It's not clear to me if before we had discussed maybe we don't want to switch to verifiable credentials version 2. The way that I'm reading this issue, we are required to do that. And there's no way to support version 1 with SDJWT presentations because of the way that W3C is choosing to define this enveloped presentation behavior. It requires the V2 context to give it meaning.
For the presentation itself, right? My understanding is that the actual credentials can be V1 credentials with no issues.
Right, but we need to make presentations. So we would need to support version 2 in order to...
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to disambiguate that existing credentials are... Like, this does not affect existing credentials. This only affects future presentations.
So you could have a V2 presentation containing V1 credential. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Okay.
Supposedly.
That's true. Supposedly.
Well, and I guess the other piece of this is we said, well, we don't want to go and update all of the traceability vocabulary credential data types to support version 2. But if we need to support version 2 to make traceable presentations, does that change anything?
The lowest friction way to do that, in my mind, is to say we can take an iterative approach with the idea that the credentials themselves do not need to be V2. The presentation, traceable presentations do need to be P2. I don't think that's a great idea, but that would be the lowest friction to allow people to migrate the fastest, so to speak.
Yeah, that would work.
I'm trying to see what the issues would be other than you would needing to support both contexts. And to my mind, that you're going to have to do it regardless if this PR goes through. So unless you do not want to have any backwards compatibility with any V1 credentials, which is, I suppose, your prerogative. To me, a viable path forward is to say the presentations must be V2, and the credentials on traceability may be V1 until we can do that migration, and we can punt off the migration to a later date if we choose to do that. Or we can, like, I want to decouple them is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I think that it would be good to decouple them, and we have to support traceable presentations as far as I'm aware. So we're kind of forced to take part of V2, and we should take the smallest part of it that we can take.
Okay. Does anybody have any objections to decoupling verifiable presentations and verifiable credentials and having our traceability vocabulary and interop support VC data model V2 context, and then four presentations, and then we maintain existing support credentials? And Patrick, please go ahead.
Would that affect just the normal issuance verification? Like, would the normal verification, could that remain with the current version, or would this change affect all presentation all around?
It will affect what we choose to write tests for, and I mean, it would definitely affect all of the presentation and related activities and APIs.
Right.
It would also affect the credential issuance related activities and APIs, because we would be supporting SDJWT credentials, but those credentials would be V1 credentials. And then we would be using SDJWT with V2 presentations.
Because I saw like in the, some of the collection, they're labeled like VCAPI, JWT. Recall there was a collection for that. I haven't got there yet, but this is clearly separated from the traceability collections. So first question, like why label it VCAPI? Like why was that specifically included in the, and the title of the collection, and like what's the link? Because I see like the tests to just issue and verify are specific tests, and then there's different tests for JWT. So why would the test, the implementation for JWT affect the existing test for, let's say, regular credential, if I can
say that? That collection that you're referring to for JWT testing is ancient. It predates SDJWT and verifiable credentials version 2.
Right.
So the whole collection should probably be removed at this point since it's likely confusing. Ness, like if you could take a note to
certainly
follow up on removing that piece, because it's going to make everything, people are going to start looking for JWT stuff here. And then if they see that, they're going to be confused.
Yeah, and it's also not executed on the interrupt report.
Right. So then the other piece of this is like aligning the these are a collection of APIs and data models, and there was at one point some closer alignment to another W3C work item called the VC API. That alignment is basically all gone at this point. There's just a different set of things going on there. You may be on those calls still. I don't know if you've got.
Patrick's on those calls a lot, actually. He probably has the highest visibility on that calls, but I have been on and off. But yeah, sorry.
Patrick from MavenNet or new Patrick?
No, Patrick, the one we're talking to.
New Patrick. Sorry, Patrick. You're new to me.
Glad to know there's another Patrick somewhere around.
Cool. So that kind
What's
of
the question?
It brings to the second point, which is like the SDJWT issuing. There's a set of APIs that we're testing conformance here. And unless they're the presentation exchange APIs, they're essentially internal APIs that companies are just choosing to implement in the same way for some reason. Like it doesn't actually give you interoperability in an external setting because it's not like a cross organization interface. So the current set of APIs we have, there's a set of them that are kind of internal issuance and verification and credential derivation. And then there's sort of cross organization or cross trust domain presentation exchange APIs. And we'll have to update all of those to support SDJOT. Like you can't just do one part of it easily. You kind of need to do all of them.
Yeah, like I know in the VC API, definitely like there's the VCI spec, but each endpoint live on a distinct sort of element in your solution. You know, they have like the, let's say like the, obviously the credential issue endpoint, it's not going to be public. You know, that's like your whatever service, like signing verification service. Other endpoints are meant to be publicly interactable with people. They call it outside the trust boundary or the trust domain, right. Whichever, same thing. And then they have the, I'm still trying to really understand what it is, the concept of this coordinator. which other endpoints live on. Actually, there was a lot of issues around this, like which component the endpoints live on. I believe someone last week announced that they're going to propose a sort of reorganizing the documentation to put forward more which component the endpoints live on.
So I think I don't know how other people feel about this, but I think we in this work item have spent a lot of time maintaining tests for these internal endpoints, and I don't think it's been particularly useful. I would like to see us reduce the total number of endpoints that are under test and to focus those on cases where you really do have interoperability as a really important component. And internal APIs are not an important component for interoperability, in my opinion.
So just to keep us on track and knowing that we're out of time, I'm gonna go back to what we sort of agreed to do. And I want to make sure that I'm just going to restate it, and please, feel free to speak up if you do not agree. The statement that I would like to make is going forward, we will attempt to, go with verifiable credential data model V2 for traceable presentations and stick with at least temporarily, with verifiable credentials data model V1.1 for our credentials. I'm going to leave that there. And are there any negative reactions to that statement?
Just relating for me, like obviously I have a contract here. So my work is done to be due by the end of January. Is this a change that you foresee happening before that? Probably not. Seems like it's pretty quick. What sort of time frame do you see, having participated in this group for a long amount of time? Like, how long do you see before this being implemented in the test suites and so on?
I think it'll take quite some time. We've been trying to get to the point of starting this change for, I don't know, about a year maybe. So, okay. It's a long running process.
Yeah. And in the matrix here, there's like the 3 or 4 implementation. I'm assuming there's probably more in the wild. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not too sure. I know like sometimes people, they just choose not to publish their, results.
I can confirm that. I'm familiar with at least 2 in the wild implementations. So.
Okay. So that's good. So, how do you think this will affect like existing implementation and the whole sort of backwards compatibility issue? Like, are these going to be, would you define this as a breaking change or would
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just like the old implementation will be limited in the features they can use. It will really break the.
There may be some tests that are still passing. I'll have to look and. I mean, I can't speak directly right now because I'm not looking at the full list of tests. There may be some, but I would assume that a vast majority of them will be breaking.
And we're not planning to maintain support for any of the older interfaces, just to be clearer on that point. Like, we have limited bandwidth and we're interested in supporting and maintaining interoperability tests for the cross-organizational components, but I don't think we're interested in maintaining tests for anything else at this point.
And when you say anything else, like, you mean like the credentials issue endpoint, for example?
Correct.
Like, right. So it will be more focused on interoperability than conformance.
Well, I think that there's still conformance and interoperability considerations for cross trust domain requests, but in terms of what it's valuable to register and demonstrate interoperability around, those are the most valuable ones. And we think these internal APIs are implementation detail and it's expensive to maintain them. And it also, it's like, it creates a big burden for people who are coming in to implement. They think, I have to cover all these tests.
Well, it's debatable, right? I could argue that it provides them a way to really get started with, you know, it provides them something to, because if I make this sort of credentials issuing point and I can issue it, then the rest is a bit more natural. So I guess it depends on the maturity of the implementer.
Yeah, that's, I totally agree. We're a bit over time. Hopefully we'll have a chance to chat more on the next call.
Thank you everyone. There are no more calls for the end of the year. So I want to say thank you and have a wonderful break and we'll see you in the new year.
Likewise. Cheers. Have a good one.